Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, a petition was read out in Parliament today urging the Dewan Rakyat to expedite the tabling of the sexual harassment bill. The MP of Batu Kawan Kashturi Patu also submitted a motion of appeal for the attention of the Speaker, Art Harun, on a new anti-sexual harassment law for tabling in Parliament at the next sitting in March. She joins us on the show now. Good evening, YB Kashturi. Now, we'd like to begin our conversation by asking if you were hopeful that the sexual harassment bill would have been tabled and debated in this parliamentary sitting, or was it to be expected that it would have been deferred, I mean, especially given the shortened sitting this session?
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for inviting me to share my views on this very, very kindly and important subject. To be honest, as the previous government under Pakatan Harapan, the Ministry for Women, Family and Community Development had already mooted not just the conversation but the action on coming up with a new bill to address sexual harassment. And before Lanka Sherikan and the change of government, the bill was already with the Attorney General to fine-tune the legal language, etc. Now, upon Lanka Sherikan and the change of regime, we find that close to a year later, according to the reply given by the minister now, YB Rina Harun, that it is still with the Attorney General's chamber. So I did not think that it would take so long for something that was already in progress, not something that we were starting from scratch or something new, but work had already been done, a lot of good work had already been done. Awam has been doing a lot of advocacy work. But I was really surprised because I thought it was going to be tabled in the July sitting, and then I had a lot of hope that it would be tabled in this sitting, but no, it didn't happen. So I am very disappointed.
Could you explain to us what you think might be happening? Is it just a lack of a sense of that this is an important law, or that there are other laws that take precedence, or there are other matters that Parliament needs to discuss? What exactly is holding things up from your perspective?
I think perhaps one of the reasons is that I believe there are new officers in the AG chamber. Perhaps they are taking some time to familiarize themselves with this new bill and to vet through it again, word for word, etc. But then again, we also today only found out, which was actually put on all the MPs' tables, MPs who are going to be sitting in the 9 select committees in Parliament. Perhaps if we had had the select committees earlier, perhaps in July or even early in this sitting, then you know the select committee for women of gender could have actually gone through the bill itself and could have actually saved maybe the Attorney General some time as well to come up with his opinion on it. So I think these are probably some of the issues. And also, I was also sorely disappointed when the Minister of Women Affairs told me, this is why we need opposition MPs to remind me. And she told me, she said, oh, it's good, you know, so for you to remind me so that I can push for this bill to see the light of day. I think it's really irresponsible for her to say that. I mean, you're a minister. Your job is to push for this kind of bill because it comes under your ministry. So I think she should buck up, and I think that she should also realise that we are all here also to support her despite her shortcomings.
I mean, the minister aside, I want to get your sense of how the support from, say, other MPs. Is this a bill that could get bipartisan support? What is your sense of whether other MPs consider this an important bill?
I believe other MPs will consider this a very important bill, a timely bill. As we had seen today, that MP for Pontian, Datuk Mazlan, actually supported my petition in Parliament today. And this was something very refreshing because there is a great need for us to have a new bill instead of falling back on old provisions in other acts and other laws that clearly have served not much of a function. But I think the key is also in briefing MPs the content of the sexual harassment bill. I believe the minister also once said that she was also going to memperhalusi, which is to maybe go through the bill again. So I don't know what are the new amendments to the bill that was actually given to her when Pakatan Harapan was in power.
Councillor, do you think at this point it would be valuable to have much more public support or attention in the media to push this process along? Or is it already right, kind of as you were working itself out, just waiting for the AG's chambers and the governor of the day to put it in the standing orders to make sure that it gets debated and passed?
I think that coming up with a law is one thing, but education and awareness and to keep the conversation going in our society is also extremely important. And as I mentioned in my petition today, there are over 17,500 signatories online on change.org, which is a campaign mooted by AWAM. In fact, in the last sitting, AWAM really approached every individual MP, as many as they could, to get them to commit and to support to this new bill. So I think there's a lot of advocacy work, but I think when you have more people speaking about it, there's a greater urgency and a greater need on the shoulders of the government to commit to tabling it in the coming city. So I don't think we should rest on our laurels. I think this is the time. There's already a great momentum now on it, and I think we shouldn't slow down. I believe that we should all be speaking about the universities, places of worship, community leaders, your KRTs, your MPKKs, your residents' associations, should reach out to civil society like AWAM, WCC, PWDC, and Penang, so that we can understand what would this bill entail and how would it protect us once it's in force.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Kasturi. We are going to be speaking to AWAM a little bit later in the show after this quick break. We're going to find out more about the advocacy work that went behind this petition process. Stay tuned to Consider This.